Jim Carnicelli's AI Blog, Thursday, August 11, 2005. Stereo Vision, Measuring Object Distance Using Pixel Offset. I've had some scraps of time here and there to put toward progress on my stereo vision experiments. My previous blog entry described how to calibrate a stereo camera pair to find X and Y offsets that correspond in the right camera with the same position in the left camera when they are both looking at a far-off infinity point. Once I had that, I knew it was only a small step to use the same basic algorithm for dynamically getting the two cameras looking at the same thing, even when the subject matter is close enough for the two cameras to actually register a difference. And since I had the vertical offset already calculated, I was happy to see the algorithm running along the single horizontal rail runs faster. The next logical step, then, was to see if I could figure out the formula for telling how far away what the cameras are looking at is from the cameras. This is one of the core reasons for using a pair of cameras instead of one. I looked around the web for some useful explanation or diagrams. I found lots of inadequate diagrams that show the blatantly obvious, but nothing that was complete enough to develop a solution from. So I decided to develop my own solution, using some basic trigonometry. It took a while and a few headaches, but I finally got it down. I was actually surprised at how well it worked. I thought I should publish the method I used in detail so other developers can get past this more quickly. The following diagram graphically illustrates the concept and the math, which I explain further below. If you can't see the diagram, it's a pretty sizable one, and I shouldn't describe it in full detail. But there are three chunks aligned one on top of the other. The first chunk illustrates what it is for two cameras to see an object off at an infinity point. And it shows projections of them onto the same position in both the left and right eye. The second one down shows the same, but with the object closer. And what you get is the left eye, you can see a line pointing straight to the right, off to that object that it sees. But the right eye, which is shown below, has its line not going parallel to that one, but now pointing as part of a triangle, basically, with the base of the triangle being the left and the right eye, and the legs converging at the object that's nearby. And the projections, which are somewhere between the eyes and the object that's nearby, show that the projections for the left and the right eye are different. In the left eye, the projected image is right in the center of the image itself, whereas with the right eye's image, the projection is way offset to the side. So you get this essentially a triangle formulated, and the third one actually takes that same image and throws away all the things like the eyes and the objects and the projections, and what you're left with is just two triangles, two right triangles that are connected together. I hesitate to try to describe them. I won't bother. In addition, it shows the basic formulae involved, including basic, you know, tangent definitions. All that's needed are tangents and, of course, arctangents, and pi, and some simple additions and subtractions, multiplications, divisions, and then combined how to calculate the distance using the separation between the two eyes, using the pixel offset calculated by the algorithm, and using a constant factor. And vice versa, there's another formula that shows how to calculate the factor when you know the eye separation, the offset, and the distance. When a human being measures the distance and tells the computer, here's the distance I measured, now you calculate the factor. Okay, moving on past the diagram. I suppose I'm counting on you knowing what the inputs are. If you do, skip the next paragraph. Otherwise, this may help. The pink star represents some object that the two cameras are looking at. Let's assume the cameras are perfectly aligned with each other. That is, when the object is sufficiently far away, say 30 feet or more for cameras that are 2.5 inches apart, and you blend the images from both cameras, the result looks the same as if you just looked at the left or right camera image. But if you stick your hand in front of the camera pair at, say, 5 feet away, and look at the combined image, you see two hands partly overlapping. And in fact, off to the right, there's a figure which shows this. You see, admittedly, mostly black background. It's a wall that's not well illuminated, but you can see a picture of my hand. It looks like a double image, as if you crossed your eyes and you saw my hand double, and a little yellow arrow indicating the horizontal offset between the one hand and the other hand. Now, you change the code to overlap the pictures so that the right hand is offset by 20 pixels. Now the two hands perfectly overlap, and it's the background scene that's doubled up. The diagram above is suggestive of this in the middle section where the pink star is in different places in the left and right camera projections. These projections are really just the images that are output. Now that you grasp the idea that the object seen by the two cameras is the same but simply offset to different positions in each image, we can move on. Assume for now that we already have code that can measure the offset in pixels I describe above. Once I got through the math, I made a proof of concept rig to calculate distance. I simply tweaked the factor constant by hand until I started getting distances to things in the room that jibed with what my tape measure said. Then I went on to work the math backward so I could enter a measured distance and have it calculate the factor instead. I packaged that up into a calibration tool. I expected it would work fairly well, but I was truly surprised at how accurate it is, given the cheap cameras I have and the low resolution of the images they output. I found with objects I tested from 2 to 10 feet away, the estimated distance was within 2 inches of what I measured using a tape measure. That's accurate enough, in my opinion, to build a crude model of a room for purposes of navigating through it, a common task in AI for stereo vision systems. I haven't yet seen how good it is at distinguishing distance and objects that are very close using this mechanism. Close to one another, that is. We can easily discriminate depth offsets of a millimeter on objects within 2 feet. These cameras are not that good, so I doubt they'll be as competent. So now I have a mechanism that does pretty well at taking a rectangular portion of a scene and finds the best match it can for that portion in the other eye and uses it to calculate the distance based on the estimated offset. The next step, then, is to repeat this over the entire image and with ever smaller rectangular regions. I can already see some important challenges, like what to do when the rectangle just contains a solid color or a repeating pattern. But these seem modest complications to an otherwise fairly simple technique. Cool.